Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And today on The Question, when it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? We're talking about the Mariners, and I've had a number of friends just, you know, talking at the bar, talking wherever, who have on the text chain discussing going to this game tomorrow. Now, a lot of the times, we are in a situation where we would love to get out of here early, believe me, and we would love to go see
yes.
a Monday night football game that starts a little bit earlier, whatever the deal is, and we get there late because, you know, we get off the air at 6, but we try at times to just rush this thing out of here. But with a game like tomorrow, you need to be down there a couple hours before.
Oh, yeah.
You need to be having a good time. You need to be ready and roaring. You need to get some food in you
oh, yeah.
so that you're okay. Get to the stadium. Throw down. Now, this has been my excuse so far with the friends of my friend group as far as buying this ticket for either tomorrow or Thursday is the fact that, okay, Thursday's game, first of all, is 3 o'clock.
Well, no. We can't
so,
do it.
Obviously, unless we all take a day off, we can't do that. Tomorrow's 5:08 or 5:03.
Whatever
it is. But again, I'm telling my buddies, look, you guys are going down there 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I'm not going to be there that early.
We're at work. What is hard to understand about this?
It's just like I'm not spending the money on it. Like, oh, come on. You can roll in by the 30.
No,
like,
if you're spending this kind of money, I want to be there from beginning to end.
Right. Now, earlier in the week, believe it or not, you could buy a ticket for about $150.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as the week has gone on, that number has climbed. You said it was around $300, maybe, for the lowest
ticket. It was. So at 10:20 this morning, I was checking the seats. Cheapest was $267. That was section 8. And then the most expensive one was just over $2,400 and to put your ass behind home
plate. Now, no matter what you bought a ticket for, let's go around the room real quick if we don't mind. The most expensive ticket or pair of tickets that you bought to see anything so far in your lifetime.
You already know because we did it together and both of us. It was to go to the Super Bowl when the Ravens went. We were literally on the phone with each other. We wanted we wanted 3 zeros on the clock because anything could happen in the NFL.
Yep.
You realize the Ravens are going, and you basically had the whole thing set up. We just had to hit send. And we're like, and he goes, I remember you saying, should I do it? Not because we didn't want to go. It was just the cost of it. And it's like, just do it.
Yeah.
And right after you hit send, both of us were like, ah!
What? Do you remember the price?
It was at that, and here's what's crazy. So this was 2012, and I want to say it was $1,200. That would be a steal now to go to the Super Bowl.
I think by the time that all the fees were done, because we bought it through a secondary ticket broker, I want to say that it was around $2,200 a ticket.
It's always a great conversation with the wife.
But here's,
listen, man, this is my team. She's like, I understand, and I do remember her telling me this. She goes, look, do it. I know what it means to you. And keep in mind, I had 2 kids at this point, and they're both like 3 and under, 2 and mm-hmm. under. In fact, my son, was he even born yet? I don't remember. 2012, if he was, he was just, I mean, a teeny,
right. no, he wasn't
teeny
born.
Tiny
yeah.
thing. But she was like, look, if they become like New England or the modern day Kansas City where they go all the time, she's like, I hope you enjoy this one. We're not doing it every year.
Also, then it doesn't include the cost of a flight, right. the rental car. The hotel room,
the booze.
You know, we did the best we could to keep those costs down. We didn't stay in New Orleans. We stayed in Biloxi, which is about an hour and 15 minutes away.
It worth it, dude.
We stayed at a casino, which offered a pretty good hotel rate. We got a cheap-ass rental car, because mm-hmm. we're only driving it one day down to the game and back.
But you paid for parking.
Parking, guess what parking was at the Super Bowl? Before you get ready to go down and see the Mariners tomorrow night, do you remember the cost of parking for the Super Bowl in New Orleans? Any guesses?
Was it like $40 or something?
It
like
was $25.
To park at the Super Bowl.
$5.
At the Super Bowl.
That is correct. $25.
And this is a stadium in the middle of the city.
When you go to a Seahawks game or when you go to any other game now.
$80.
Look at the difference. And look at the difference in the price of a Super Bowl ticket to us. Then that was the most ridiculous amount of money that I've ever spent on anything in my life.
It is nothing now.
Now, was it worth it? Absolutely. Yeah. Hands down.
Because we won. And that's the one thing people asked. Just keep it relative with the Super Bowl. So, I don't know, it's probably like $5,000 now, right, to get in there. People say, is it worth it? It's like, if your team wins, it's worth it, but you can't guarantee that. Because if I spent that much money, as it was back then, and they lost, I'd be like, not only am I in a bad mood, but I'm freaking broke.
This blew away my $250 Prince ticket for Showbox. Which to me was absolutely absurd at the time. But I'm like, you know what? He's playing at the Showbox. I've got to go. Not the best Prince concert I've ever seen.
But he intimate.
It was intimate. He was backlit the entire time.
I still think it was more.
It was kind of 250.
We paid like $300 for those. How I tell the story.
Whatever it was. It was.
I know that I got a ticket for $250 because my wife was really pissed off at me about something. Don't remember what it is, and as a smart man, I choose not to revisit
these
things.
Probably going to do with sobriety.
But I guarantee
you. You forgot to cut the grass.
But it's just what I did. And anyway, but she was like, I just bought the Prince ticket. I'm like, cool.
All right, so $250 it is. Yeah. That was, For me, it's just F1 the first year in Vegas.
How much was that?
We don't talk about it.
Really?
The ticket. Was it more than the Super Bowl?
Would you pay for the Super Bowl?
About $2,200.
Yeah, all said and done, but
I'd say it was in that ballpark.
Okay, all right.
But we were in the East Harmon zone, so you got like free food and this and that. Some famous chef had like his menu.
Okay, so you got a lot more than just the experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I'm going to Austin this weekend. It is considerably less.
Was it worth
it? So it's about it being in Vegas is what?
It was in Vegas, and it was the first one. Even the next year, the prices came down by hundreds.
How about that the national title game?
I just had to pay for the flight.
Gotcha. Okay.
Somebody else hooked me up with a ticket.
How much do you think they would be? Are they comparable to the Super Bowl? I mean, because that's a massive.
So my buddy's wife, I'm not going to say her name, but you would know her. She works.
Barbara Schwindle.
She works at ESPN. You've seen her do some stuff.
Okay.
So she got us tickets through ESPN. They had to be four figures because we were in the club section. Like 50-yard line.
Well, it's the one thing my brother will offer me. He's like, look, you know, if you're an NFL fan, Super Bowl is a Super Bowl. There's a very good chance your team's not in it, but the experience is still really cool, right? And so he said, listen, just as being a ref, if you want to go, I can get you tickets. We get them at cost is the difference. So before they get marked up, before Ticketmaster screws you over, all that stuff, get them at cost. So my son's always wanted to go. And I'm like, you know what, man? And keep in mind, in my head, I'm still thinking $1,200. So I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I can swing that. I can't. Last year we looked, and for the two of us to go, I want to say it was like $9,000.
And so $4,500 a ticket at face value.
Ticket. And I remember looking at my son and said, we are absolutely positively not.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally.
Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Mike, do you remember what your Super Bowl ticket was? How much that cost?
That cost me a day's work down in Arizona.
So someone else paid for it.
Right. So the way that worked is the old man had done the Boys and Girls Club of Metro Phoenix auction for years. And every year that he was there, they gave him some sort of a bonus because this is a multi-million dollar auction. This thing does crazy, stupid amounts of money. And they gave him bonuses each and every year. Sometimes it was just in the way of cash. Other times it was the way of experiences. He has gone to Italy because of this auction. He has gone to the World Series because of this auction.
Awesome.
And we went to the Super Bowl because they asked him what he wanted for a bonus. And he knew the Seahawks had just won the Super Bowl, and he knew that they were going to Arizona, and he knew that we were hot enough. He said, I want tickets to the Super Bowl. And by God, I spent that entire season watching as I knew.
So this was way beforehand.
Before the season
no matter who
started,
was going to go.
So you already knew
going to the Super Bowl, but you don't know the Seahawks are going.
This auction is in March.
This is nuts.
Jesus.
I knew I was going.
Crazy was that to every game?
Insane,
just
Miles.
To know you're one
that
more
Green
step
Bay
away.
NFC Championship, yeah. I was screaming louder than any Seahawks fan on the planet because I've waited weeks.
And look, man, and no disrespect to the way the NFL works and everything else. But as far as the Seahawks go, and this is no disrespect to the organization, they don't have anything to do with it. The first one they ever go to is in Detroit.
I know. Right? Okay? I know.
And there's nothing wrong with Detroit. It's got a lid on
yes,
top.
Yes,
nothing wrong with Detroit,
I mean,
Miles.
It's got a cover on top, so you're not going to be cold.
Well, and Detroit's come a long way.
It has.
What was that, 07?
Six.
06.
Yeah.
Detroit's come a long
way. But they've been building that
since
city
06.
Up. They've been building that city up for 25 years. It's not nearly where it is
but
now.
But that was 19 years
but
ago.
But the MGM was still there, the hotel, the big casino downtown.
That's what everybody said. You can go to the game or go to the casino.
That's it. So
you're still surrounded by Detroit.
Well, yep,
everything you just said is fine.
You can go to Windsor. I live in Detroit. Just take a ferry ride over to Windsor.
Yeah.
Go over there.
So to have a good time in Detroit, leave Detroit.
Then the second time around, it's New York.
Yeah.
It's outside.
In February.
Jersey.
In freaking February. I mean, you couldn't get screwed over more twice on a trip to the Super Bowl if you tried. My mind was blown. Like,
and
then
sunny Arizona.
Well, that's better, but it didn't work out.
No, it didn't. It was a brilliant game. I had a great time down there for sure. While we were on the subject of trying to figure out the most expensive concerts, one thing that my wife has found immense joy in is going to concerts. So I asked her, what is the most expensive concert that we've gone to? Because as far as our household goes, she's the one that knows how much we're spending on the concerts because she's the one that signs up for all this stuff. I have now gotten basically an itemized receipt of how much money my household has spent in the last year.
Do you want to know this?
Yeah, in the past year?
In the past year. So we went to both nights of Morgan Wallen. Okay,
that had to be cheap.
Over at Lumen Field. We had floor seats for the first night that cost a collective $800.
Whoa!
God damn!
By the time we got through both nights, it was $1,200.
Okay.
And you just saw him, is the thing.
Yeah, I mean, did he play the same set list?
Yes, he did. There was one song difference between the two shows.
So he did the same exact song the second night?
Yes, he did.
It was kick-ass.
It was great.
I'm
it was
sure
great
it was a good show.
All right, Mike, I'm not making fun of you. I'm showing how good of a husband you are.
Thank you.
So my buddy does catering for Morgan Wallen. So I have two passes. He said, I can only get you two. So about a year ago when he announced this, I said, Mike, you could have the other one for free. And he said, I can't do it without my wife.
She is the bigger fan between the two of us. It wouldn't be right if I went backstage.
Could she have not have gone with a friend, you see?
But it wouldn't be wrong.
And then
I tried to get her to go with Ted.
Well, you still spend the same amount of money.
Right, and then I said, I like her, but I have a buddy.
I need a guy.
You spend the same amount of money.
So what now?
She goes with a friend, her mom, whatever.
Oh, I get you.
You go with Ted and go and hang out with whoever it is, you know.
Yeah.
Adam Ray. We
could.
Yeah, we got to eat for dinner for free. It was quite lovely.
Okay.
It was nice to have
And we got
there.
We got on the floor. I didn't even know we were going to end up with floor seats for free.
Look at this.
But wait, there's more. We went to Luke Combs last October.
Does she like anyone cheap?
No. We went to Luke Combs at the Gorge last year around October. That was $1,000 for two nights.
God! For two nights. Did he do the same set the second night?
No. He did mix that one up a little bit.
Okay. What is up with just not having the one night experience?
I don't know, Miles!
No, I'm serious. Like, after one night, I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. Like,
you would.
Prince played four shows. Oh, I went to one. Yeah. I went to one.
I will say, more. In Morgan Wallen's defense, his Saturday night show was better.
Well, yes.
You only know that because you were at both.
Same with Pearl Jam when they played the home shows. I mean, one night was just...
What else have you had drop cash on past year?
Not just this year. Let's see. Okay. Not including this year. Last year, the Jonas Brothers came around on their big 20th. This year was the 20th anniversary tour. Last year was basically their equivalent of the Eras tour.
Have you seen both?
I saw three, Steve.
What do you mean three?
They started in Portland, and then they moved up to Seattle. Sorry, no, I only saw two of the three. She went to Portland with her mom. So, Portland for one.
But you still...
Seattle, I was there at two, and we went up to Canada, to Vancouver.
Was it the same show?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, it was. No, I went... You know what? I did see it three times because we were in Vegas.
Oh, no. Same three times?
Vegas, Seattle, and Vancouver.
Was it the same show?
$1,000 for three shows.
Is it the same show?
Yes, it is, Miles!
Jesus, man.
You get a special guest! I got to see Michael Bublé get up on stage up in Canada. That was it.
Was it Christmas time?
You could have got to get a beer with Miles after work and saw him in person.
I could have.
Yeah. Was it Bublé doing Christmas?
No.
So who cares?
I know. Damn it.
I mean, what is going on with you? Can't you put your foot down for 1 minute on that stuff? Like, can we just go to one night?
Can we go to one night? I'd love to do one night, Miles.
One night.
I'm not kidding you. I can usually hang. I really can. Night one of Morgan was a great time, but I had to carry her boots down there. And what we do is we park up here at the studio. We walk down to the stadium. We watch the show. We walk on back here. We've done that.
What does she do with her shoes that she's wearing? Did she just throw them in a dumpster?
No, she just got a little pair of flats that she wears. They're able to be rolled up and put into her purse. But I kid you not. Friday night, we went and see the show. It was amazing. Had a great old time. This is the first time that I woke up on Saturday. I was like, if I didn't already have these tickets, I would not be doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am exhausted. I can't do it.
Oh, and that was the Saturday from hell. Like, it was one of those, like, everything was going on in the city. From North Seattle.
Yeah.
Right? We had a whole group of guys. So we were like, screw it. It's only 2:00. We'll take an Uber down. I swear to God, it took us like an hour and a half. Like, it was awful.
Do we know anyone actually going to this baseball game tomorrow? The only person I do not.
I know one person going.
I don't know
Thursday.
Okay. I do know somebody that I just worked with him today. He's going down there tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
So he got tickets. Did he buy them?
Yes.
I mean, are they crazy expensive, or was he like a season ticket holder who had first crack?
I think he's got season tickets through the auction. But I think he's got season tickets.
Yeah, my buddies that are going are. Like, they have Seahawks season tickets, this and that. So one of the guys has season tickets with the Mariners and has, like, an in.
Right.
But they still paid a lot of money. Look, yesterday during the show, somebody offered me one, but I was like, it's too expensive.
Keep in mind, having an in does not make it cost less. It just means you have the opportunity to buy it.
What was the in on that one for one game?
I guess 600?
Jesus. For tomorrow.
Thursday.
For Thursday, which starts at 3. So you should have... I'd pitch in on that.
So we can get the day off.
Then we can take the day off. I'll give you a hundy.
I got to board a flight that night.
Oh, man.
Look at my pockets. They're just like shooting money out.
Red eye?
Yes.
I mean, kind of.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.